As days passed, she became thinner and thinner. Slowly, a gap began to form between them. Hi, 亲爱的朋友，你好，欢迎收听英语美文朗读。我是你的朋友孟非 Phoenix。今天与你分享的美文叫做 Late at night, do you turn off your cell phone? 深夜，你关机了吗？The girl would turn her cell phone off and put it by her photo on the desk every night before going to bed. This habit has been with her ever since she bought the phone. The girl had a very close boyfriend. When they couldn't meet, they would either call or send messages to each other. They both liked this type of communication. One night, the boy really missed the girl. When he called her,However, the girl's cell phone was off because she was already asleep. The next day, the boy asked the girl to leave her cell phone on at night because when she needed to find her and it could not, he would be worried. From that day forth, the girl began a new habit. Her cell phone never shut down at night because she was afraid that she might not be able to hear the phone ring in her sleep.She tried to stay very alert. As days passed, she became thinner and thinner. Slowly, a gap began to form between them. The girl wanted to revive their relationship. And one night, she called the boy. However, what she got was a sweet female voice. Sorry, the subscriber you dialed is power off.The girl knew that her love had just been turned off. After a long time, the girl had a new love. No matter how well they get along, the girl, however, refused to get married. In the girl's heart, she always remembered that boy's words in the night when the phone was power off. The girl still kept the habit of leaving her cell phone on all throughout the night.But not expecting that it would ring. One night, the girl got ill. In a moment of fluster, instead of calling her parents, she dialed the new boy's cell phone. The boy was already asleep, but his cell phone was still on. Later, the girl asked the boy, "Why don't you turn your cell phone off at night?" The boy answered,I'm afraid that if you need anything at night and aren't be able to find me, you will worry. The girl finally married the boy. You 现在收听到的是英语美文朗读。如果节目带给了你片刻宁静与温暖，欢迎你分享给更多的朋友。让我们一起发现英语的别样魅力。同时也欢迎你在喜马拉雅 FM 搜索英语美文朗读，来收听更多暖声英语节目。我是你的朋友孟非 Phoenix, and see you next time.